I want to put together two passages. Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. Joshua was full of the Spirit because Moses had laid his hands on him. So, Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and Joshua received the Spirit. Now, compare that with Numbers 27, 18. Yahweh said to Moses, "Take Joshua, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him." So he already had the Spirit when the hand was laid on him, which gave him the Spirit. So we're introduced here to the idea of fillings by the Spirit. Those who have the Spirit are then filled again with it. When you come to the New Testament, this is very clear that at different times the Spirit was given to people. And you could argue that baptism of the Spirit is a sort of a filling up with the Spirit. And Paul tells the Corinthians that they have been given the Spirit in great abundance. That's how he begins the Corinthian correspondence, at least in 1 Corinthians. But then he says, by the time of 1 Corinthians 3, "But I can't write unto you as unto spiritual people." In other words, they had been given it, but it had, as it were, drained out of them. And he could not write to them as spiritual people. And I think this is our experience too. You are filled, but then it drains out. And you think of the unwise girls. They were all going to meet their Lord, the Lord Jesus, with their vessels full, but over time it drained out. And the difference between the wise and the foolish was that the wise recognized that this happens, and they had taken more oil with them, whereas the foolish did not do so, and that was their condemnation. So we're also familiar with this, I think, from our own experience, that you may go to a gathering and be really upbuilt, and you walk away feeling so strong because you have been filled with the Spirit. Of course, I don't believe that the miraculous gifts, tongues, miracles, and so forth are around today. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the gift of the Spirit, which is a major New Testament theme, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Romans 5:5 and Ephesians likewise, that we are strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. I'm talking about that. And so it likewise may be that you are just going through your life, and as I think we should do, you grab your phone or whatever, open a Bible, and in the midst of life you grab a couple of verses as you go through the daily round of life, and wow, that speaks to you. And you may be suddenly struck with the reality of the fact that, for example, I am forgiven. I am seen by God as having imputed righteousness. I am clean before him. Or you may think, wow, God actually really wants to save me. I am going to live forever and ever and ever and ever. Wow. And it hits you. And you go in the strength of that food, as it were. But the point is that by our nature, how we are, there has to be that regular filling. And in the Old Testament, the gifts, the miraculous gifts, were given to people to achieve specific things at specific times. The Spirit came upon Samson and he did certain miraculous things, and then he had to be filled again with the Spirit. And there's a lot of examples of that. But the point is that that looks forward, I think, to how God generally works with his Spirit today. The idea of being filled up with the Spirit. When we read that so-and-so was filled with the Spirit, the idea is literally he was filled up. But that doesn't remain for all time, unfortunately, because we are leaky vessels. That is the nature of who we are. And this is the significance of the Lord Jesus, that the Spirit of God abode on him. It remained in him because he continually filled himself up. And how did he do it? Well, one of the messianic sort of portents of the Lord Jesus is in Isaiah, where the Spirit of Jesus there says, "Morning by morning, he opens my ear to teach me." So he rose up, as we know from the Gospels a great while before day, went out to pray, and I urge you to have these habits. Regular quiet time with the Lord. Start your day off with Him. Set that alarm clock early, or earlier than normal, than you would if you were an unbeliever. Get up and start the day in the right gear. Read regularly. There's a great opportunity in our age to have the scriptures with you all the time on your phone or on some digital device. Use that, because God has raised up that possibility, because in fact we are under heavier spiritual bombardment, I believe, in these last days, and a lot of folks have been in earlier times, but we have also been given the strength to overcome. So it's all a question of habits. Because we are leaky vessels, prayer, regular serious prayer, not drifting off half asleep in your prayers, starting the day in the right spiritual gear, finding time when you're in the midst of life, even if it is a case of going into the toilet and shutting the door and sitting on that toilet and praying to God even for 30 seconds, for 1 minute. I was in a very stressful situation at one point in my life where I really had to have that time with God, and the guys I worked with thought that I had irritable bowel syndrome because I went to the toilet so often. I actually wasn't going to the toilet. I would just go there and sit there and grab a few verses and pray, even for 60 seconds. I needed that. It's that sort of thing that is what spiritual life in practice is all about.